You're listening to New Order Online Radio on NewOrderOnline.com.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Community 2 Special Edition Podcast Volume 61. Tonight we have a band from the Netherlands and a band from the United States. Let's start with Asymptote. They are from Leiden, Netherlands, and they are participating with Decades. Let's hear a live version from Steel. This is Joy Division and Decades.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Joy Division and Decades. Here's Pascal, who will tell us about his band, and then we are going to hear an own track from Asymptote that is called Emily.
I used to play in a band when I was a student, and after graduation we all went our separate ways. And actually, two of them are making music for a living, which is good. I left my my old keyboard gathering dust in a corner of my house until recently. I bought Cubase, a couple of virtual synths and a bass about 3 years ago. I've recorded quite a few bits of music, but I never managed to actually finish anything. And this competition gave me the opportunity to actually complete a musical project, which feels quite nice. Hi everyone, it's Pascal from Asymptote speaking, and I covered Decades, and I tried to bring the song up to date using more electronic type sounds, even though it doesn't sound that dated to me, and I also tried to keep the spirit and feel of the original. I used Cubase SL to record the song. All the synths are virtual instruments like Albino and battery for the drums. I used the Rode NT1 mic to record the voice via a Behringer mixer and then to the audio file sound card on my PC. My cheapo Samick bass is recorded direct to disc via a really bad Zoom multi-effect pedal, very cheap also. Together with the 24 Hours, Decade's been my favorite song from Closer since I've heard it in the 80s. I really like its simplicity and the melancholy feel to it. Also, there's no guitar on it, which is a good thing since I can't play the thing.
So here it is, Asymptote's submission for the final round of Community 2. This is Decade's.
listening to Community Truth on nerdonline.com.
Alright, that was Asymptote and Decades. Be sure you go to community.neworldonline.com, visit Asymptote's profile, listen to the song again, then please write a couple of lines telling him what you think of it, because this is very appreciated by the artist. And then if you like it enough, vote for it to be one of the 10 winners of the Community 2 competition. Remember, you have until May the 19th at the end of the day to vote, and you can choose up to 20 songs. Moving forward with our show, we are now going to Cleveland, USA to find Republicans. They made a version of Shellshock, and here it is, the original one by New Order.
Thank you.
That was New Order and Shell Shock. And now let's hear an on track by Republicans. This is Valentine Res. Here it is, Brett. He will tell us about why did he choose Shellshock.
I thought, A, it was one that could use some updating, and B, honestly, I really wasn't, my heart couldn't take the suspense of a face-off, and I thought, which song is no one else going to do? And Shell Shock fit the bill there. I gotta say, I really wasted a lot of time, probably a couple of months solid, just recreating the song, an almost mirror version of the studio version. And once I had gotten all the little parts built up, then it was just a matter of finding the different sound for it. And at first I had a sort of a funky clavinet wah-wah sound to it, and worked around through different versions of it. And then one day, you know, the lyric, you call me on the phone. And one day, my wife, who has lupus and it makes her very ill, got a call from her doctor about her health, and I was very upset by it. And I decided to use that as an influence. I took it in the other direction. I said, why not be melancholy with it, make it a little sad, and think about how it is to actually get calls like that all the time. And that's all she gets from the phone calls from her doctor is shell shock. And I thought, let's try that. So I went and did the little piano version one morning, and decided to go ahead and take it that direction, make it a little bit more introspective, I guess. Shell Shock kind of fascinates me because, to me, it was like it's a Manchester band trying for sort of New York-Detroit sound. And it's new. I think Confusion is a fantastic track, and I think New Order did very well to hook up with Arthur Baker from Boston and sort of get that cross-pollination and get the East Coast sound mixed with their songwriting. And to me, Shell Shock always seemed like the sort of ugly little brother to Confusion, where they worked with Arthur Baker's assistant and came back and sort of got that New York sound, and I don't think any of it really came together. It sounds like they just kept throwing on parts until it collapsed. So, Shell Shock, I guess I really wanted to try to find, if I could get to the point where it sounded good and I found the song that was worthwhile recording, then I would have had a success. And, yeah, I think it's, I like it. I think it's all right.
Thank you.
used. I don't think anyone really, some of you would like to hear what equipment I used. I gotta admit, I'm interested. Best I'll say is I used Logic Pro, and I'd like to thank the kid at Sam Ash Music who accidentally mismarked it at $700 off, or I wouldn't be using it. But I got lucky there, so I have Logic Pro, which is fantastic. Comes with lots of nice built-in instruments, like the harp sound that I use on Shellshock is the EVD6. It's a little virtual clavinet, which is, you know, I ran through the sounds and found that nice harp, and that sort of fell in love with that. And another nice feature of Logic Pro is that if someone else is using it, you can trade files back and forth, Sonic Weatherfront. So if anyone else out there is using Logic, let me know. In conclusion, I know it's customary to say that we hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it, but frankly, I wouldn't wish that on a dog. I hated recording it. It was a nightmare. I hate the sound of my own voice, as many of you probably do too, and every playback was a nightmare, but I'm glad it's over, and I hope you enjoy it a lot more than I did. Thanks.
All right, that was Republicans with Shellshock. Remember to go to community.neworldonline.com, visit Republicans' profile, listen to the song again, leave a comment there, and if you like it enough, vote for it to be one of the 10 winners of the Community 2 competition. You have time until May the 19th, at the end of the day, to vote, and you can choose up to 20 songs. Remember, we are still receiving files for the remix, the sleeve, and the video contest. So far, we are getting very good ones, so you have time until June the 10th, if you still didn't do it. Alright, that was all for today's show. This was Almanzo, over and out. Cheers.
And this concludes tonight's community special on Red Online Radio. See you all next time.